Ideally, you all are well aware that the sooner you let go of something, the quicker you precipitate change. Yes? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm finished with this. I'm not wearing hula skirts anymore. I'm going into high heels and jeans or something. It's the same thing. You just say, all right, I'm finished with this. However, that is on paper. Well, those are words, but emotionality, remember, is connected to memory. And memory is connected to poignant events that will always, let's say this, Alan, for all of you. There's going to be shufflings and movings, but it'll all work out just fine. And you all may be quite surprised at what realities open up that are non-trendy and safe and secure and a bit more tucked away, perhaps, than things would be in the triangle. A bit more tucked away. Trust your own creativity that is vitalized in every moment to bring you, all of you, in connection with that pristine future that where you thrive, where you use the consciousness that you are to really do the job and create a reality. What else, Alan? Does that help you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And just getting there and sort of giving myself the freedom. And I think it's been tied in, too, with a self-valuing. You know, sometimes there's a feeling that you... Or the old adage about, you know, bloom where you're planted, that kept popping up in my mind, that I was supposed to be there to have an effect on people in the neighborhood or this, that, and the other.
This sounds like martyrdom
exactly,
to me.
Exactly.
Who's supposed to.
I realize.
Alan, here's the bottom line. You're supposed to be home for supper when your mother's cooking. Do you understand that? And that supposed gets you get the wooden spoon if you don't.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Definitely, yes.
And there are a few other supposed, but in this stage of life, it is what you want.
Right.
It is about what you want. And every person is worthy of wanting. Every person is worthy and has duty bound to express their creativity. So it is your desire to adventure into something new, to dream of something bigger, to say, I have done a good job here, and I have loved this neighborhood. I have loved this home as it was my own. I have loved this garden and land. And if I stay here and don't leave, do I want to be an old man here, perched up at the top of this place? Walking around carefully, hoping no one else is going to hear me and I'm going to disturb them, and fussing at them downstairs as they get younger and I get older and they drive me crazier and crazier. And then, do I want to do the stairs? And oh, that garden is now too much work and the trees are so big and it's... Do you get the picture?
Well, and one of the trees, that was a sign, a big sign to me. It was one of the trees that I had told the owner and showed him several times where it was dangerous and ready to come down. And I had said to myself, I do not want to be here when that tree comes down, because it was obvious it was going to. And as it happened, I was at Sue's house that weekend, and we had the windstorm beginning of February. And when I came home, it had blown down and it smashed, and they had to be cut down 4 redbud trees, as well as a fence between our property and then the fence from the neighbor's front yard to the backyard, and has left a great big hole in the backyard that no one has taken care of. It's just a big gaping wound. So that to me was pretty much the definite sign that it was time to go. I realized that the owner of the land and of the home does not love it. And so that vibration is continuing and has gotten hold of me as well. So,
yeah, some good realizations we have heard you, let's say, reveal to us, and this is what we realize. That you are a good predictor of the future. That tree is going to come down.
Yeah.
That you are a good declarer of your own position. I do not want to be here when that tree comes down.